Hi, welcome back to the Creative Human Podcast. Something that I did last week, which I started, was a 36-day challenge, and I decided that I would do this with some of my friends to make sure that I would show up for myself and be consistent. We decided to start this the last week of February so that we could really make sure we were going to be successful for the entire month of March. How many times have you tried to do something and you're like, oh, I'm gonna get to it, but you realize that the first couple of days to the first week is like the hardest to wake up and do what you're supposed to do and be motivated and stay positive? It's pretty hard. I mean, we're humans, right? So anyways, we decided to do the 36-day challenge starting a week before the actual month of March to make sure that we got a really good head start. And I have to say, this approach has definitely made a really positive impact for all of us. At least I can speak for myself, particularly. It has really boosted my energy, my mood, the way I see things, and my approach. And I totally feel so much lighter, have been sleeping better, and I feel like I'm showing up at a different level, and I feel so elevated. So I welcome you to join me at Vanessa Farino. Doesn't matter what day you listen to this, even if there's 5 days left, 10 days left, or 2 days left, just for you really to see the consistency of what it feels like to show up for yourself. Anyways, moving on to our very next guest. Super excited to be sharing our guest speaker, Afia Thomas, who's a serial entrepreneur, brand growth strategist, and the creator of the All New Strategy Lab. Let's get right to it. Afia, welcome. Thank you so much for being with us.
Hey, everyone. Thank you so very much, Vanessa. This is amazing. And thank you for this opportunity. I know we talked about this before, but you're just doing amazing things. And I'm so super psyched to be a part of this. I'm all the way in Atlanta, Georgia right now at a conference, but I just had to be a part of this. And so I'm so very, very grateful once again for the opportunity.
Yeah. I know we're running a little behind on schedule, but it's so exciting to hear so much from so many women, especially on conversations that people don't talk about, right?
Right.
It's just the way life is. So I'm grateful that everybody who is the speaker today is willing to be vulnerable, which is hard. It's freaking hard. But let's dive right into it. Afia, can you tell people a little bit more about yourself for those who don't know about you?
Sure. So as Vanessa mentioned, I am a serial entrepreneur. I have ran a number of successful companies. I'm very, very passionate about helping women CEOs ultimately scale their businesses to seven figures with ease. Prior to running my business full-time, I was working for companies like Harvard University, the Urban League of Eastern Massachusetts, and just really found that it was important, some of the very conversations we had today, that it was important to create a world where women co-lead, right? Where women are able to have a seat at the table or pretty much create their own damn table if they wanted to, right? So as I continued on in my career, these were the things that I found that I was really, really passionate about. Last year, we were on this very date, we're actually at an event together for the pre-launch of The Workroom, which was a co-working space for women entrepreneurs. So today, absolutely, I'm going to be vulnerable, tell you the wins and the lessons that I have learned along the way. But my most recent project is the Scale Strategy Lab, and we'll dive a little bit deeper into that today.
Awesome. Thank you. Can we talk a little bit about what 2020 has meant to you? I know this is a really hard conversation, and I'm very grateful that you're open to having this with us.
Yeah. So 2020 was, for me, the year where it was, you know, showing the true character and integrity of who we really are, right? It's the year that I think everything that we learned as little girls, everything that we learned as in our younger years was now being tested. And so, yes, it's a hard conversation. In March of 2020, I lost my mom after a 3-year battle of cancer. However, I will share this. As I said, it was a test of my faith. It was a test of, you know, my strength and everything that my mother had instilled in me as a young girl. And so even the way that I've been grieving has just been a little bit different because she shared so much strength with me. She shared so much faith with me that I was able to take that and really honor her through the businesses that I am continuing to run and through the legacy that she has now left, and I continue on through that.
Can we go back a little bit to when you were younger, right? When you were asked, I hate that question. Everybody knows that about me already. What did you want to be when you grow up? A legal question. I think it should be illegal to ask that. Right. What did you say?
Oh my gosh. So I'll say this, that changed for me a lot. I remember that I wanted to be a gynecologist at one point in time.
Wow.
And so I knew that I always definitely wanted to empower women, that I knew. And again, it comes from, you know, just having a strong mother. And then I wanted to be a professor at another time as well. Yeah. So I had just seen such excellence and I wanted to mirror that. And I was grateful that my mom didn't necessarily kind of like push me into doing this or doing that, but she really was just like, hey, what do you want to be? So my answer to that is ultimately that it changed over time based on the experiences that I, you know, ultimately had growing up.
I love the fact that you went from like one spectrum to the other, which I think most of us did. But you embraced it. Talk a little bit more about your childhood. What was it like? Any impactful personal memories that you might have that you used it as your superpower?
Yeah. So for me growing up, I grew up in a single parent home. So my mom was really all that I knew. My family's from Jamaica. My mother's side of family's from Jamaica. And I was raised in England for the very first years of my life. So growing up, I had very kind of like strict, influential lessons that I learned. But there were some also things that later on in my life, I would have to unlearn or position in my life, such as the messages like work hard, right? Like, what does that really mean as a young girl to work hard? So as far as my childhood, it was an amazing childhood. And my mom, my grandmother, my aunts, and also the community, my church community, really invested in me and helped me to get as far as I could.
Can we talk about any particular person that was really impactful in your life? I know your mom was like definitely that person. Can you share a little bit about her, but also maybe anybody else who you were like, wow, like, and sometimes those people could have negative impacts on us, right? That we change those into positives. And you're like, I just learned everything I don't want to be. But like in your childhood, what was, you know, growing up and laying that foundation to be the woman you are today?
Yeah. So naturally my mom was my hero because she's a single mom and she was, so my mom, was the only one in her family that had investments in stocks and had, really looked at long-term wealth accumulation coming from an immigrant-based background. She also came here, became a Boston Public School teacher, and then went all the way up to getting her master's degree. So I know we even talked about kind of like education, what's traditional in our backgrounds and what's not. So that was obviously not a traditional thing from where she came from. So that was exciting. And she was my hero in that way. Another person that I can think of that really just kind of impacted me was one of my early teachers. And so her name is Diane, and she ultimately, pushed me to excellence, but she also did it in a way that let me know that it was okay to make mistakes. Right. So on one hand, I saw excellence where it was like, this is what you have to do. And there's no ways around it. There's no room for error. And then I had my teacher that said, yes, excellence is doing all the right things, but knowing to give yourself grace that there are sometimes mistakes that you're going to make. And how do you then take that, right? There's an eraser for a reason, right? If you make a boo-boo, I remember her saying to me that you can erase it and you can start writing again, right? It's not the end. You don't have to throw away the paper, but you can write again. Right. So I would say she was another influential person. And funny enough, she was 2 days away from my mother's birthday. So they were like, that was really, really great.
I love how you share that. So right before you, we had Rachel speaking about how when she was sort of punished, her father would make her do her punishments were like reflections, write what you want to be instead, or stare at a candle so you can refocus again. So I think it's one of these things, right? That I was just mind blown when she shared that. And now like hearing you, you know, sharing that, it's so amazing how it's such a powerful way to impact children as from like a very young age to not be their worst enemies or not punish ourselves. Because I think we learn that, right? As children, and we grow up to be older and we continue to punish ourselves when we do things not the right way, instead of just saying, okay, wait, refocus. It's okay. Allow yourself to do that. And then that's why sometimes we can be so hard on ourselves and put so much stress on ourselves, and then doesn't create healthy boundaries for anything that we're working on.
I mean, yeah, if I can share one other thing, Vanessa, as well, is that for me, so again, I'm at this conference, it's High Performance Weekend, and I am in the middle of a launch, right? And one of the things that was kind of a recent breakthrough that I want to share here is that my mom taught me about perfectionism, right? But that shows up for us differently. So for my launch, I ended up pushing it back 30 days because I wanted it to be perfect. Now, obviously, when I was being taught this as a child, the intent wasn't that I was going to like miss out on 30 days of revenue, right? The idea was I want you to operate in excellence, but it was so funny that that was the thing that showed up, and I had to check myself and be accountable that, hey, this is not what we're going to do. We're not going to delay other people getting, you know, served and excellence because we want it to be perfect.
Right. That is just something like just being so vulnerable with sharing about your business journey and experience. So thank you for doing that. I know some people that I've done consultant for in their businesses, and they're like, but I have to wait. It's not ready. It's not ready. And I'm like, there's a difference. And I use this whole scenario, right? Where it's like, are you baking a cake, right? This idea that you have, are you really, is it really your cake not ready? Right. Or is it ready? And what is it that you're waiting for? Because you really don't know until you put something out there, because eventually you have to recreate it and make sure that however the universe is accepting it, it molds into, and it keeps changing, right? Everything changes. Our career change, our business change, the world changes. Hey, 2020 happened. Everybody had a repivot. You want to talk a little bit more about how you repivoted?
Oh, that part. Yes, absolutely. So as far as repivoting, I've always been a coach, right? That has been the consistency. I moved out of career development and really focused on business development and coaching in that way. And so coaching wasn't new for me. But when the pandemic happened, it was like literally opening a co-working space right now was not it didn't make any sense. And it would ultimately be really just kind of revenue suicide if we had, for lack of a better term. And there were major companies that did this. And because of the spacing, because it was a real estate play, ultimately I was not able to move forward in that way, or I could have moved forward, but I had to make a decision. And so I reverted back to coaching, strategy, and design ultimately from my main company, which is Bill Brand Design. And also, you know, we went through a lot of a racial uproar, and there was a group that I had kind of archived for a little bit, right? And so this was a perfect opportunity to kind of revisit and just nurture my community. And so for me right now, I wouldn't call it a pivot, but really a reflection and a return to what I know my purpose has always been. And I think that if nothing else, 2020 and COVID gave us the opportunity to really reflect and really return back to the core of who we are, what we stand for, and what we want to truly do.
Absolutely. Like standing ovation right now. I think, how does that, does anybody else resonate with what she just said? I 100% love like how you're talking about the reflection, right? Cause it's like, what's not working? It wasn't working. Fix it now or forever hold your breath. But we should not do that, because right now is like the time. You know what I mean? Amazing. Can you please share fun facts? What is the song that you have on replay?
Oh, so there is, it's a song by Kofi. It's Koffe. Yeah. And I don't remember the name of it, but it says, you know, blessings on my right hand. And it's just a song that just like, it's just a song that kind of like speaks to me. Every morning I listen to it. Yeah. It's that one. And then Level Up. Huh?
Called Kofi.
Yeah, it's not the name of the song, but that's the name of the artist.
Oh, okay. Got it. Oh, Spanish Town? I don't know. I Googled it and that's what came up. I tried.
Yeah. So I'll end up finding it for you guys and I'll drop it because I've been dying to do so. I've wanted to share this with someone forever.
I love it.
Yeah. So that's the song that I have on replay. Listen to it every single day. It just gets me in the vibe to be grateful and to have gratitude for everything, no matter what it is. And then Level Up by Ciara. Like that really gets me like twerking and popping in the morning. So.
Yes. I love that song.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And then you were going to share a fun fact of your own.
So I guess the fun fact, I kind of already shared it, is that I was raised in England. I just thought that was so kind of like funny for me because it's so much that plays on even how I run my business. I like everything to be proper and perfect. And I'm learning to unlearn that, you know what I mean? Yeah. And so, yeah, that's my fun fact.
Thank you so much for your time. I know you're traveling. Thank you for being vulnerable. Thank you for speaking about things that people normally don't talk about. How can people support you, follow you, any offerings that you might want to share?
Yeah. So I am literally helping women CEOs scale their businesses to seven figures with ease. I'm taking my Harvard HR experience, helping them to hire, helping them to delegate, and ultimately just really strategically get to seven figures while eliminating grind culture and just running businesses that we love. And so you guys can actually visit me at www.thescalestrategylab.com to hop on the wait list. It is application based. So once applications are live, we'll set up a sales call to just connect with you guys, see if it's a good fit.
Amazing. Thank you so much for being here. Super grateful.
How amazing was that? So that was my conversation with Afia. And we know how hard it is, especially when we're going through really big life events, to be able to keep putting one foot forward in the other. So thank you for coming and listening to our episode. I want to remind you that to keep in the loop with future guests and maybe even suggest some of the people that you would like to hear on our podcast, please be sure to make sure that you follow at Creative Human Podcast and at Creative Human Official. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. We are super grateful for all of your support. I am your host, Vanessa Farino, and I will see you next week.